This is Honesty. Good to see you again.
The name's Bond. James Bond.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
Daniel Starks here on your station, 88.9 KETR. It is Movie Picks with Alice Reese. She's the movie reviewer of the Greenville and the Rockwall Herald Banner, and she always takes time out of her Fridays, now her Friday afternoons, to bring us movie reviews here on KETR. Good afternoon, Alice.
Good afternoon.
Well, this week we've got three movies to talk about, and I think this is the first time that we've ever done our show, and I haven't heard of any of them. The first one we're going to talk about is The Identical.
Well, it is September, and so that's usually the case. They're not as well known. The Identical is as if someone decided that Elvis Presley's twin brother, Jesse Garron, did not die and grew up to be a twin, obviously, who did not know about the existence of his rock and roll superstar brother. They give these people all different names, but it is the Elvis story. And the one twin is adopted by an evangelist and his wife, and that's played by Ray Liotta and Ashley Judd. So they have some pretty big stars in this. The Elvis person, but he was an Elvis impersonator, by the way, this guy. That's what his claim to fame is. He's known as, Blake Rain. That was his performance name. He had another name, but anyway, Blake Rain, he looks and he sounds like Elvis, and he portrays these twins, Drexel and Ryan. Drexel is the superstar. And Ryan is the good boy who, you know, the son of the preacher who grows up and is supposed to, goes into the army, but he's supposed to follow in his father's footsteps of the Ray Liotta character and become a minister. He even goes to the seminary, and he has a very clean-cut life, and the other one has an Elvis kind of life. But the thing is, he can't resist, this Ryan character can't resist performing and singing and getting in with the rock and roll crowd. And he gets in an audition for an tribute artist, and he wins, and he goes on to perform, and he's called The Identical. That's what he is called. And the thing that gets me the most about the whole movie, the fact that it's so ridiculous, is that it's played by the same guy, and they are identical twins, and it's before the internet, but, you know, somebody could notice that maybe, hey, there's a little something going on here besides just an accidental, you know, facsimile. He sings exactly like him. And this would have been so much better if they would have just done a straight Elvis tribute, because the guy is good. He has Elvis's voice, and he looks a lot like him. And so I wish they would have done this somehow instead of having to get in this crazy imaginative thing and to create Elvis-type songs instead of the real songs. You want to hear the real music instead of just, you know, sort of like. It's kind of got a faith-based it's a reality to it. Somewhat, the church is very important, and they do keep a somewhat quasi-religious edge, but not enough. And I think that's what they're trying to appeal to a religious audience. But they probably could have done even that better if they had told the actual Elvis story, because he was, you know, so involved with gospel music and that kind of thing. So I'm not sure what they were thinking on this, but I really can't recommend it except for this guy's great performance.
You know, you made me really curious because you said that this Blake Rain looks a lot like Elvis. And so I decided to look him up, and it is uncanny how much he actually looks like Elvis.
Yes, he does. And this is his first movie. And but the thing absolutely amazing is he sounds exactly like him. He's just perfect.
Well, let's talk about Love is Strange.
This is already getting talked about as award-winning. It is, and I met the director and co-writer, Ira Sachs. This is a story about two men who have lived together for 40 years, and because New York allows them to have marriage, they legally get married, and right away, the fellow played by Alfred Molina, George, he loses his job at a Catholic high school as a music teacher. And so, therefore, everything gets very complicated. His partner is played by John Lithgow. He's Ben. And they can't afford, they live in New York, and the apartments are so terribly expensive that without George's income, they can't afford it anymore. So Ben moves in with his nephew, and the nephew has a wife who's played by Marisa Tomei and a teenage son played by Charlie Kahan. And then at the same time, George bunks with neighbors of these Ted and Roberto, and their party. They are cops, and their house is just, I mean, their apartment is just one big swinging party all the time. It's not a very pleasant place to live. But anyway, the story itself has so much depth, and the performances are subtle and believable and witty. Even the cinematography, it makes New York character in the film very much like Woody Allen's, and also like Woody Allen's movies where Woody often uses a jazz score. Well, this one uses Chopin as a score, and it works so well. Such a surprising, very fine movie. One of the best of the year.
We've got about a minute left. Let's talk about Life After Beth.
This is one Jared was looking forward to, so I have to tell him that I was really disappointed.
Oh.
Anyway, it stars Aubrey Plaza, who has that great deadpan face. She's terrific in this as Beth, who gets killed by a snake bite. And who appears after her funeral, she shows back up, and she doesn't show any signs at first, but the girl is a zombie. And so it's got some very funny stuff, but it's more like a Saturday Night Live skit. It just can't sustain the length of the movie. And so I liked, there's some gags that are great. She loves to listen to smooth jazz for some reason, and that's a good gag. And there's a scene of her running around with a cook stove tied around her, and she's gone all completely Linda Blair. And there's some funny stuff, but it just doesn't mirror the whole movie. It's a skit.
Life After Beth, Love is Strange, and The Identical. Thank you so much, Alice. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
It's been Movie Picks with Alice Reese right here on your station, KETR.
We're on the web. Find us online at KETR.org. Your station, 88.9 KETR.